This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast. We are up to episode 24 at this point. And I'd make some kind of comment about, hey, you know, if we did like an hour every week, you could listen to us for an entire day straight. Just Grunt Free Press all day long. But who's gonna do that? That'd be terrible. Why would you listen to something for 24 hours straight? That'd be nuts. Got a note here from Isaac, works at Comcast. I'll give you his number if you want, but I don't, because that guy kind of sucks. It's a little more Comcast troubles, more internet problems. We'll get into that, I guess, later. No, that's been the running narrative, that and Fallout. If you're sick of hearing about fucking internet trouble, you're sick of hearing about Fallout, too bad, I guess, because I'm not. Well, I'm sick of my fucking Comcast shitty troubles, but, oh yeah, Fallout's going good, so you should probably play it anyway. Alright, I hate to start it off non-video game related. It's another thing that's kind of been, you know, I hate fucking going to these, you know, most of these sites, you know, include my own. I'll fucking throw myself in there. It's like, oh yeah, I wonder what's going on with video games. Then you go into the fucking, you know, click on the site, and it's like half the shit's like, oh, look at this fucking nerd culture, you know, nerd culture, like fucking trendy shit, you know, fucking, anime, fucking blah, 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 and fucking, you know, movies, and movie reviews, and fucking video games, and fucking, like, I'm an idiot, fucking comic books, and fucking, you know, TV shows, and it's like, dude, like, any, like, pure, like, video game sites? Like, obviously not. I mean, I think, too, I remember, like, fucking, video game, TV channel, on fucking like, cable channel, G4, when I was growing up, I would be like, oh, this is awesome, all fucking video games all the time, you know, and slowly that shifted into fucking, you know, video games, and, I don't know, like, entertainment shows, and, oh, check out these movies, and then it's fucking, you know, the broad fucking, oh, nerd culture, like, whatever, and then fucking, I don't fucking have cable hooked up to my TV. I can't even tell you fucking that channel even exists anymore, or what, or whatever, but, yeah, it's fucking what seems to happen. You gotta fucking broaden out the net, I guess, from fucking games into fucking other shit, and then eventually just becomes a fucking mess of fucking garbage, so try not to do that. Anyway, fucking, this is, I mean, that's just fucking, like, corporate bullshit, you know what I mean, because they feel like they have to do that, but, you know, my own show, I tell you, just shit that I've been fucking doing, you know what I mean? I'm not like fucking, oh, nerd culture, fucking whatever, have to cover fucking have to have fucking 8 days of fucking Star Wars because that's gonna get me the clicks. Like, I don't really care, but yeah. I mean, I'm gonna go see Star Wars. I'll probably say something about it, but it's not like a fucking corporate decision. It's just fucking shit that I do to fill out time. You know, there's only so much time in the day. You know what I mean? If I had fucking other people here, I could be like, hey, you know what I mean? If I could delegate my shit, my fucking time, I'd be like, hey, you go play fucking a bunch of fucking NES games and fucking, you know, try to fill up some fucking time talking about that and fucking put it on the site. But only so much time in my fucking personal day, so I can't do fucking video games 24 hours. I would if I could, but I mean, I'd probably go nuts. So, anyway, on that note, I keep watching the Man in the High Castle. I'm on like episode 9. I just watched yesterday. Yeah, I only have one more episode. Probably soon I'll fucking watch that. But yeah, I mean, I'll keep watching it. It keeps holding my interest. I mean, it's not fucking, you know, it's good. It's really good. And fucking, you know, I still like the concept, the setup, but it's not quite like, you know, like that first episode I thought I fucking watched it. I'm like, God, this has like the potential to be like a fucking, you know, really good, like fucking golden age of fucking TV, like Breaking Bad or like Game of Thrones level shit. Like, it's not like that level of fucking like good, you know, it's kind of like towards the middle, like, it's kind of slowing down a little bit, you know what I mean? Like fucking like, you know, I know like fucking, not that, you know, those other shows are fucking like, you know, million miles an hour, like all the time, dude. But I mean, they slow down for like character development, but even this is just like, this just feels kind of like slow. Like, it's not really like fucking much going on, like whatever. It's fucking treading like some of the same shit, same ground over and over, but well, yeah, a little soggy in the middle, you know, kind of like me. But, yeah, I mean, the fucking setting's still cool, you know, it's kind of like, it's just drama, fucking spy thriller type shit, like fucking resistant shit. I mean, the fucking, like I said, I still like this, the setting's so cool. Yeah, I mean, the plot line's cool. Like, it just seems like it's fucking, like, so slow. And it's just, like, fucking, like, towards the end of this first season. Because I guess it get renewed for a second season, which kind of cool. I mean, I'll watch that, too. Unless, like, the fucking, they said that episode 10, the last one, just completely, like, takes a dump. I don't know. But, yeah, fucking, yeah, it's pretty good. Just fucking, like I said, it's just, still good. Good show. Just fucking a little bit slower than I thought. Like, after that first, like I said, that pilot episode, I'm like, this is, like, the potential to be, like, fucking amazing. It just feels like, well, it seems like there's just padding in it, but whatever. I'll watch the last episode, and probably, like I said, I'll probably fucking check out season 2 as well. Yeah. I mean, other than that, fucking video games, I guess. Yeah, fucking, I've played a lot of Rainbow Six. I finally get to level 50. Yeah, it was just fucking, I saw, like, fucking, it was like an achievement, like, level 50. But of course, you know, these fucking developers get smart, I guess, because it's not like you hit level 50 and you're, like, topped out and, like, it just gives you everything. I mean, I pretty much have fucking whatever, dude, all the fucking attachments and camo and blah, blah, blah that I really give a shit about. I mean, yeah, pretty much. I mean, it gives you the fucking all your guns. It's not like you're buying fucking, like, guns or anything. You're just buying, like, attachments and fucking, you know, like, scopes and, like, whatever. And, you know, it was grips, you know, certain guns of certain shit you can put on them. It's almost Future Soldier, like, this fucking, like, real, like, in-depth. You could go in, like, every gun and, like, fucking 10 to 12, like, different, like, parts you could swap out and fucking, you know what I mean? Do, like, fucking, gas-powered fucking, you know, this and that and fucking, like, that shit was fucking crazy. It was awesome, too. The fucking show, like, you took the gun and you could, like, pull it apart. So it'd show you, like, you know, fucking piece by piece, like, what the gun was, you know, comprised of, and you could fucking, like, swap out, like, not like everything, but it was just cool visual effect and shit. It's not like that crazy, like I said, in Siege, it's like, every gun is like, I don't know, like it could be anywhere from, like, two attachments to fucking, like, you know, like, I don't know, like maybe, like, five, I think. But yeah, so you're basically just swapping out, like, you know, your, your scopes, you know, you have fucking the red dot scope or a fucking holographic sight, or I think the most, like most of the guns have is just like a 2x magnification, which is like the fucking stupid I hate the fucking triangles, dude. I wish you could have like a fucking like longer range scope with a fucking red dot, you know. Not only is fucking really like bullet drop in that game, everything's so fucking like, you know, close quarters pretty much. I mean, I'd rather just have a fucking red dot. I hate this fucking goddamn the triangles. It's like, dude, I don't know like where I'm fucking supposed to like, you know, aim. I'm guessing it's supposed to be like fucking at like with the point of the fucking triangle you put where you're supposed to be shooting, like, you know, right on the tip. But I don't know. I seem like it's fucking, I don't know, it's different games and shit, like who knows, but I fucking try doing that a lot, dude, in other games. It just, like, never seems to work. It's like, do I fucking, like, put it, like, inside? Like, you know what I mean? Do I put somebody's head, like, inside this fucking, like, below, like, in the fucking thing, or what? I'm supposed to be, like, doing it, like, up a little bit, like, fucking, I don't know, but I don't know. But, yeah, there's, like, a fucking, like, you know, longer range scopes. And then you get, like, the usual, like, you know, silencers or fucking, I don't know, dude. Like, fucking silencers, never a big fan of putting that, like, any game, any gun either, dude, putting a fucking silencer on a gun, just because it's, like, I mean, if it's a decent game, you know what I mean? Fucking, it's supposed to be, like, you know, it makes it so people can't hear your shots, but, it lowers the damage of the fucking gun, so it's, like, what's the point? I mean, fucking, yeah, I know, like, some shit, some games have, like, whatever, I know, like, Call of Duty, whatever, they have, like, the map, so it's, like, yeah, it might be worth it, because you're not showing up on the map, like, you know what I mean? But in this, is fucking, you know, nobody has a fucking map, you're not fucking popping up when you're fucking shooting, and it's, like, yeah, you have a fucking silencer, but it's, like, I don't know, you're fucking sacrificing all that damage, and, like, by the time you start shooting somebody, if you're not fucking, you know, getting them right away, it's like fucking somebody else is gonna, you know what I mean, somebody else is gonna notice that fucking their buddy's going down. That, I mean, that does pop up, I guess, fucking, I almost wish it didn't, fucking, like, you know what I mean, the fucking notifications on the side, or, like, you know, the skull and crossbones after somebody dies, it'll show up on the map, so people know around where you are anyway, so it's like, you know, what's the point of having a silencer? I mean, fucking, they might not be able to pinpoint, like, exactly where you're fucking shooting from, I guess, but, I mean, you know, again, in this game, it's like fucking, like, one fucking headshot, you're done, so it doesn't, I mean, in that regard, I guess, silencer might not be that big of a deal, but it's like, you know, most of the time, you're just fucking aiming for fucking somebody's chest and fucking, you know what I mean, like, you're not gonna, you don't really usually have time to fucking, all right, I'm gonna line up a good headshot. I mean, nobody's fucking standing that still and that exposed for that long, you know what I mean? They're kind of just doing, like, as much fucking spraying, as much fucking shit towards the guy as you can and hoping, you know? But, yeah, it's just that. I mean, my thing is I usually go with the fucking, you know, there's a flash hider too, which again, I don't know what the point is. I mean, it fucking hides the muzzle flash of your gun, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know if it fucking does, like, less damage or what. It just seems like a waste of an attachment. I usually do, like, the compensator, because the fucking compensator, no, I don't think there's any fucking decrease in damage, but it's, like, gives you, like, a tighter spread on your shot. So, again, if you're fucking praying and spraying, which is usually the game, or fucking, you know what I mean, you fucking know the idea of somebody, you just fucking idea where somebody is, if they're fucking marked, or, like, behind a wall, and you're just fucking laying in, yeah, you kind of want that, all right, oh, fucking, it's gonna go, like, pretty much where I'm aiming, you know what I mean, I usually go with that. Yeah, you get, like, whatever, pistol grips, and fucking, like, laser sight. The only thing, the fucking, I still haven't figured out, fucking, is a way to turn laser sights off and on, like, because you can fucking see if somebody's, like, behind a door, you see the dot, and it's like, all right, somebody's over there, you know, see the fucking, the laser dot and shit, but yeah, anyway, I'm fucking getting off, fucking rambling, yeah, playing that, I mean, fucking, yeah, like I said, I hit level 50, and like I said, people are just getting smart, where it's, yeah, I saw, like, there's an achievement, like, level 50, like, you know, top clearance or some shit, it's like, hit level 50, so I'm thinking, alright, I hit level 50, and then, that'll be the end of that, you know what I mean, I can just focus on playing the game and fucking, like, whatever, and of course, you hit 50 and it's still going up, 51, it's probably, like, no end, you know, it's people just like that fucking, you know, feedback loop of, oh, I went up a number, people like seeing numbers go higher, you know, kind of dumb, and I'm still waiting for fucking a decent game to just strip all that out, like, strip everything out, like, all that shit. I mean, fucking Halo 5 Arena does a good job of just fucking, like, whatever. Dude, there's no loadout. It's just fucking, what, I mean, there's, like, customization, like, whatever, but just fucking nothing's, like, everyone's equal. Just go. So when you take it a step further, you'd be like, yeah, there's no level, and there's no nothing. It's just fucking, like, just focus on the fucking game and play it, you know? Not even, like, Counter-Strike. Maybe you'd fucking, I don't know if I can talk about this or not, but, I signed an NDA, but, just say Doom. The new Doom looks good. Doom 4. Just call it Doom. So if I just pretend, if I just like ramble and say something, you know, if I just, I really like Doom multiplayer. Like, you don't know which one I'm talking about. It could be the new one. It could be the old one. So, I mean, it might be a little workaround I can use. But, I've been playing, Rainbow Six, mostly Rainbow Six and Battlefront, and fucking just, like I said, this hankering, just like, I wish I could play Doom again, because I played Doom the other day, separate from that, there was a Doom Alpha for the new Doom that some people got in. I may or may not have, but I'll just say I really like the Doom multiplayer. I'll do it that way. the Doom multiplayer is just, like, real simple. It just, almost like Halo. You know, it's Halo, but it's just fucking, like, a really simple fucking Halo 5. Not that fucking Halo 5 is that, complicated. I like all the movement and all that, but, I mean, fucking Doom's just, like, straight up, just fucking, I mean, like, complete, just fucking mindless, just fucking run. Sprint's always on, just fucking run. Run, jump. I mean, they have the clambering and shit, pretty much, and like double jumping from fucking, like, that's almost like Halo. You can fucking, climb up a fucking wall, double jump and shit. But I mean, they had loadouts and that too. I mean, it seemed kind of weird. It seemed pretty balanced for what it was. You fucking look at it, it's like, oh, it's a rocket. You can either set with a rocket launcher or a fucking, like, regular machine gun, like a sniper rifle, a couple cool ones. But you think, like, oh, why wouldn't I take the fucking rocket launcher, you know what I mean? Then if you dig around the other ones, the other starting weapons, and it's like, oh, well, maybe it's not that, not all that good, but whatever. I don't know. So the hankering, I'm like, man, I wish I could play Doom. And I ended up playing some fucking, a little bit of old school Doom for a little bit too. What I can possibly say about, like, the original fucking, I was playing actually Ultimate Doom I got from like Steam a while ago, no, what else to say about that? But, I mean, it's a fucking amazing fucking game. I mean, I only played a few levels just dicking around for whatever reason. As soon as I started it up, I'm like, the fucking music kicks in and shit, and, like, I'm playing. I mean, it's fucking weird. I'm playing on fucking, like an actual, like, PC, like, fucking mouse and keyboard. I don't think there's any fucking, like, controller support, obviously, for fucking the original fucking game, but weird. I haven't fucking played with a fucking mouse and keyboard, like, forever. I remember playing through the entire thing on 360. I was debating too. I mean, that shit's fucking backward compatible, fucking Doom and Doom 2 from fucking 360, but I was wondering. I had it on Steam. I'm like, whatever, they're fucking real cheap. Like, I get them fucking, obviously, one of the first games I'm going to get. Every time I get a fucking PC, I'm like, oh, let's make sure fucking Doom's installed, But, playing with the fucking mouse and keyboard, I'm like, it seems so strange. Like, it seemed like so much better with the controller on 360, like, controlling wise, but I wanted the kind of the original experience. I remember playing, and that's what I did in, like, sixth or fucking seventh grade fucking science class. I mean, that was my fucking whole entire day. It was fucking, I gotta go on the computer, fucking just play Doom for, like, fucking, the entire period, like, a fucking hour, and that's all I do, like, for, like, a whole year. And, yeah, I mean, I played fucking, I remember, like, nobody talks about fucking Doom 64, man. I fucking love that game. I'll fucking figure out a way to play that. I haven't fucking played that. I remember I really get into that, like, 100%, like, fucking every secret I found, like, I really fucking, like, went nuts with that fucking 64. I remember being jealous about, I had a Genesis and I was fucking growing up, and, like, there was a Super Nintendo, I had the port of the original Doom. Pretty shitty port, but I mean, even then, and then it was like fucking like, oh, I think it came out in like 32X. I remember renting a fucking 32X my Genesis, and I don't know if there was something like what was up with it, but I could never fucking figure out how to hook that shit up, like how to hook a 32X up. The one I rented, I mean, who knew? I rented it from like fucking Blockbuster for like a couple days just to play fucking Doom. That's all I wanted to do. I fucking just from playing it in school and shit. Oh, yeah, that game is amazing. But, yeah, I could never figure out how to fucking hook up the 32X. Fucking like, oh, there's, again, it's Blockbuster, so it might have been like missing a fucking piece. You know what I mean? It might have been like missing a fucking. Something I needed, like, I don't know, I'm a fucking stupid kid. I don't know if it even came with, like, instructions. You just come, like, rented a fucking a console. I remember renting the other one I used to rent was fucking the Atari Jaguar. I'd rent for a couple nights to play fucking Alien versus Predator, and that game was fucking amazing. But, yeah, you'd rent the fucking, I'd get, like, the 32X, and it'd come with this fucking giant fucking, like, suitcase, you know. You just open it up, and it just, I remember just being, like, the fucking, like, weird, like, fucking, this system, like, the fucking mushroom-shaped fucking shit you're supposed to jab in the fucking cartridge slot of the Genesis, and then there'd be, like, fucking, I think there were some of like, fucking, like, a couple, like, metal plates in it, too, and, like, I don't know, I remember, like, trying to figure out, like, do I fucking, like, shove these fucking plates, like, in the, you know what I mean, in the cartridge slot before I fucking throw this fucking 32X, like, you couldn't fucking, like, figure it out, you know? You know, I don't think there were any fucking instructions and, like, fucking, like, whatever, man, my fucking parents would fucking, like, pay for it, they didn't give a shit, they weren't, you know what I mean, they still don't know how to fucking hook anything up, so the fuck would they know? But, I mean, like, I just remember, like, sitting there, like, you know, for like fucking like hours, like I wonder if I do this if it'll work, and like it never fucking worked. Like, I don't want to say I'm dumb enough that I fucking like rented it like two or three times, like thinking like, oh, maybe, you know what I mean, like maybe I'll figure it out this time, or like fucking maybe like if there was a piece missing, like the piece would be in there, like they'd figure it out. But I want to say like, no, it is fucking like it's a complete waste of fucking, oh, not my money, but I guess it'd be their money and fucking my time of just like fucking like dicking with this fucking thing of like fucking shit that wasn't gonna work. But yeah, all that, I played like Doom for like 2 seconds. Yeah, fucking I don't know what the fuck. I have no idea. That was just fucking not script. That was off script. I don't know. Try to get back on track. Yeah, Doom's good. Yeah, Battlefront. I was playing fucking Star Wars Battlefront. I got a couple extra days off coming up. Well, actually, one this week, and a little extra. I think I'm leaving work early a couple days this week too, but I'm just like fucking like I probably see some fucking Star Wars, you know. I see the new fucking Force Awakens, you know, everyone seems to like it, like whatever. Again, I'm a fucking huge Star Wars fan, nerd, whatever. But playing Battlefront, just trying to whatever, get in the mood of to fucking go see, to motivate myself to do something on my fucking, you know, my day off. I'm just like, yeah, it's yeah, I mean, fucking the movie theater is like fucking 20 minutes away. It's not a big deal, but yeah, just fucking, like I said, it's just nice having that extra time off and just like anything not fucking, you know. I also fucking, I'm like, I really just want to fucking sit down and fucking dig into fucking Fallout 2 and fucking like whatever, just stick with other shit and, you know, maybe fucking start something else finally. You know, fucking, like I said, you guys are probably, you don't like Fallout these past like, past month or so, it must be a fucking nightmare. I mean, that's fucking taking up like half the fucking half the show, and fucking, yeah, again, it's still like fucking you know, even the fucking the site is just fucking nothing on there, because what am I gonna write? I'm like, yep, still playing Fallout, like, here's a fucking, you know what I mean, like fucking, oh, I'm not gonna do some bullshit like fucking, oh, here's the review in fucking progress for fucking Fallout, like, you know what I mean. It's fucking, I almost started going to Fallout, but I'll save that. Yeah, fucking Battlefront. I've been fucking playing that, dude. It's a fucking awesome game, dude. Just so fucking, such fucking, like, again, dude, as I said it before when it first came out, it was just so fun to fucking just drop in, like, no fucking consequence, no stress, just fucking, like, whatever. I mean, I'm mostly playing, like, Conquest. I mean, I know there's a bunch of other modes, but I mean, mostly do conquest. I mean, fucking, I do a little bit of the airship fucking flying shit, like whatever, man. The fucking ship battles, X-wing and TIE fighter battles. I mean, it's kind of fun for a second, but it's just not like, I don't know. It's okay, but yeah, mostly I like the fucking the conquest mode. I forget what the fuck they call it. Supremacy, I think it's called in Battlefront. Yeah, it's fucking just such like chaos, like whatever, man. It's just fucking like, again, you can't fucking, I can't take it seriously. It's just fucking like, you know, talk about fucking like these broken ass fucking like spawn systems, man. I'll fucking spawn, like take 2 steps, and I'm like getting like shot in the, you know, I'm heading towards the objective, and I'm fucking like getting like shot in the fucking back. It's like, all right, and I'll fucking like, you know, be somewhere, dude. I'll fucking, you know, start shooting at one guy, then you're fucking looking, and it's like, all of a sudden, this fucking somebody spawns on him, then like 4 people spawn in the same fucking spot, and then it's like fucking like, or you know, it'd be like a whole like, you know, 8 fucking people coming over this fucking hill at once. It's like all like coordinated and shit, and it's just like you can tell it's trying to, just a fucking mess. I mean, it kind of like adds to it, I guess. I mean, it kind of adds to the fucking like charm or whatever, but it's just fucking like chaos and fucking whatever. Fucking looks fucking, still looks fucking amazing, still plays great. I mean, but yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, that's definitely a fucking game worth getting. If you like Star Wars, even the least, or if you're just looking for a fucking laid-back fucking shooter. Again, it's kind of hard, too. I'm like, I could probably write a review, but same with, Rainbow, I've been talking, like, I'll write a review about that. I'll fucking, you know, I definitely could, too. I'm just fucking, it's just laziness on my part for not fucking writing it, but, like Star Wars, I'm like, oh, I should probably, like, figure out, like, you know, all these different modes and, like, whatever. I mean, fucking, it's just, again, he's fucking, I don't understand, there's nothing wrong with fucking just, you know, focusing down on fucking 1 or 2 modes. I mean, Supremacy is fucking great. I mean, fucking, that Star Wars and, I mean, Star Wars, fucking X-Wing and TIE Fighter, fucking, that game mode is fucking great. I mean, that's all you really need. I mean, fucking, what do you want? I mean, there's fucking like a million other modes. I tried some of them. Some of them are cool. Some of them are kind of busted, but it's like, whatever, dude. I mean, fucking, I'll keep coming back to fucking Supremacy over and over. I'll keep coming back to fucking, well, Siege is kind of different. I mean, there's fucking like, I've heard complaints. There's 3 different types of, like, they're all attack and defend, but, yeah, it's like, you know, it's either protecting a protect or take a fucking hostage and fucking rescue it. Or there's like a bomb, you know, there'll be 2 bombs, you get a plan to fucking search and destroy or whatever, or Counter-Strike, you know, the main mode in fucking Counter-Strike. Or, just like a straight up, like fucking, almost like domination with 1 fucking point. You just gotta get into, you know, a room and fucking like clear it out and hold it, you know. But I mean, it mostly just comes down to fucking shooting everybody in fucking Rainbow. But it's like, you know, fucking like the complaint was earlier, and I wouldn't even call it a complaint, like I was definitely on board. It's just like fucking, these all kind of sound the same. You just go into a point and you're doing one thing or the other, like whatever. But if you really get into it, if you really like, you know, we're just getting, start getting like the higher difficulties. I'm just gonna backtrack to fucking Rainbow Six. I just fucking remembered a couple things about it I wanted to talk about. Again, pure fucking script, dude. Everything's time stamped on the show. It's not just a note I have written down that says, hey, I played Rainbow Six. Like, fucking, yeah, before I get fucking off track. Yeah, I mean, fucking, once you get into, like, you know, higher level, you start playing, you know, start ranking up, and you're playing with people who've been playing longer, or they're a little bit better, or whatever. Not that I'm fucking, dude, I keep dropping, because I keep fucking losing games, I keep dropping fucking ranks like crazy, because, yeah. Yeah, once you get into, like, the fucking, like, the real, like, once you know, like, fucking the maps and fucking Rainbow, and it's actually kind of hard to really know these maps. I mean, I feel like I've gotten to the point now, I mean, a lot of them just feel like fucking, like, mazes, and it's just like, I mean, not like the layout's like a maze, but there's just, like, shit everywhere you gotta, like, look for, you know what I mean? It's like fucking, oh, like, fucking, there's a, you know, gotta remember there's a door here, oh, how do I get downstairs, you know, how do I get downstairs? These are, like, 2 different places to go, and, like, I don't know, it's kind of like, mate, you know, like, it's just like, at first glance, you look at, like, even, like, the blueprint, or it's just like, yeah, whatever, like, everything is just real simple, but it fucking seems like, you know, going through the fucking windows, the fucking ceilings, and, you know what I mean, it's hard to just even, like, grasp, like, just the basic layout of the fucking, of the maps, And fucking, like, another layer on top of that. So you gotta remember where, if you're attacking, you gotta remember where the fucking cameras are. That's a huge fucking advantage. Is, you know, there's fucking cameras the defenders can use to fucking, you know, spot you and mark you and shit. If you know where those are, man, it's a fucking huge advantage. And they fucking don't know, like, where you're coming from, you know? You play, I mean, I fucking don't know. I mean, a couple of them, I can't fucking remember, but I'll be fucking looking up and I'll spot one. They fucking been playing with guys as soon as off the bat, they fucking just start and you just hear pop, pop. You know what I mean? It's just fucking them, like, they just know off the bat. Like, they've memorized where every fucking camera is, which is cool. I'm not quite there yet. And then on top of that, you know, again, it's almost, like, impossible to really know. Like, there's no, like, safe spots in that game, so you can't really memorize. All right, I can go in and go to the fucking left here and fuck, you know what I mean? You know, fucking the one time you think that, you'll fucking, somebody will be on the fucking ground in there and they'll fucking, you know, use a fucking shotgun to blow at a fucking hole. They can see you, like, fucking walking right in. They'll just blast you, you know, you'll be fucking sitting down like an idiot, you know? I think a little pro tip in that game, man, shotguns are fucking great tools, you know? Not even for fucking, just as a gun, but as a fucking tool, you can fucking blast, like, nice thick fucking holes in the fucking wall. You can fucking see, and you know, see inside, see through anyway. But I didn't say, like, the one problem I run into fucking Rainbow. Yeah, I fucking love the game, dude. Don't get me. I'm not on the fucking the bandwagon. I'm like, why is it $60 and blah blah blah? I fucking absolutely love it, man. I don't know how many hours I put into that game, but I fucking a lot. A lot of matches, you know, I probably played well over fucking 100 fucking games of that, but, yeah, if one thing is fucking, one thing I've noticed is fucking, people seem to be dropping out, and it's not like they're quitting. I mean, I guarantee you they're not quitting, because, I mean, you can tell, you know, if somebody's quits, it's like, oh, we're down, like, whatever, 3-0, or, like, whatever, or this guy is doing shitty, and then, like, you know, one person drops out, and, like, another person drops. It's just fucking, it doesn't seem like that, because I've been in fucking plenty of games where it's like, we'll be up, like, fucking, like, you know, 2-0, and fucking, like, everybody's fine, like, nobody's fucking dicking around, or, like, whatever. I mean, yeah, my team seems good, like, fucking, like, whatever, or maybe, like, fucking, like, whatever, if people quit on their team, or drop, or whatever, and we'll be up, like, you know, five people to fucking 4 people on the other team, and it's like, yeah, it's almost like, not a guaranteed win, obviously, but it's like, oh, we got a good chance of winning, we're looking good, then, like, fucking, like, 1 or 2 people just fucking, like, yeah, blah, 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 has left the game, like, for no reason, like, you know what I mean? It doesn't seem like fucking a matter of, you know, people dropping, like, rage quitting, or, like, whatever. I think people are just getting disconnected, but thing is, I mean, me personally, I haven't gotten fucking disconnected. Maybe, like, once it happened to me, like, fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I'd be playing and just as, disconnected from server. And then, like, if you reconnect in time, you search again, it'll say something like, oh, do you want to go back to the, you know, if it reconnects, you'll say, you want to go back in the game you're in, you can fucking, like, rejoin or whatever. But, yeah, it seems like people are getting disconnected for one reason or another. I don't know what that is, but fucking, that kind of sucks. I've fucking been in games where it's like, you know, it just sucks being light. It always seems like it's my team, too, where it starts off, like, lopsided, you know what I mean? Like, right off the front, from the fucking beginning, it's like three people on my team versus 5 people on the other fucking team. And it's like, it's fucking not looking good, you know what I mean? Right off the bat, but seem to get a lot of that. Again, it's not me personally. I can't say, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, I get disconnected all the time, it sucks, I gotta fix this, errors, but people are, for some one reason or another, I don't know. Just probably maybe call up some Comcast and fucking bitch about their connection, I guess, because maybe the fucking shit's sucking too, like, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, so, like, one, like, the major complaint I have in that fucking game was just, like, people are just fucking dropping in the games, and I don't, like, ranked, I don't think you're supposed to be able to fucking, like, it says, like, or, like, I'm just assuming, I haven't fucking seen it, he said it'll start a game with fucking 3 people on my team, and nobody joins the entire match, so I'm assuming there's not any kind of, like, join in progress or whatever as you're playing the ranked games. Then other times, I swear, like, fucking, like, I think maybe if you kick somebody, because I fucking, that happens too a lot. It seems, not a lot, but I mean, fucking enough that it fucking pisses me off. it'll be like, oh, the last, you know what I mean, down to the last guy on fucking, like, you know, you're attacking or defending and fucking last guy on your team. And it's like fucking, you know, everybody's been fucking, like, moving in and, like, hard fought fucking battle to get to the fucking objective or, like, defend it or whatever. And it'll show your, like, your entire team, like, oh, here's the last guy on your team. And they're just fucking, like, you know, AFK, not doing anything, just sitting there, not moving, and then fucking, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, fucking just, like, sitting there. Just, you know, just fucking whatever. Just want the points or whatever. Not really playing. Just fucking started the game and walked away, like, whatever. I mean, it happens, you know, sometimes, like, I'll be playing. And it's, you know, the games are fucking long. If you're playing a ranked game, it can go to fucking, like, you know, can go a good fucking 10 rounds, you know, and fucking like a couple, two or three, well, probably at least like 3 minutes each. You're talking like maybe some games can go like half an hour, you know. I understand fucking, you know, some people like whatever, fucking just shit, you know, shit happens, like whatever, but yeah. So, I mean, it seems like it fucking that happens, you know. If you can probably, you can like vote to kick. It's something I usually don't like, but it seems like people and players in that game don't abuse it that much, so. See somebody like AFK, and he can usually just fucking pull up a thing, pull up their fucking name, and vote to kick them, and they usually get kicked. But it seems like if you do that, if you kick somebody, somebody else will come back in their place, you know what I mean? Like, eventually, the next round, or like, whatever, but it seems like that. But I think if people are dropping out, I don't know if it, like leaves that spot open for them, or whatever, or, like, fucking, like, they expect them to come back, you know? Like, but it seems like fucking whatever. People just drop out randomly, or if the game fucking starts like 5-3, nobody comes to fucking fill that spot, which sucks. I mean, I can understand it's a fucking, it's tough. I mean, that shit's like tough to like really reason out. But I understand it's it's ranked games. You're getting ranked. You don't want to be fucking hopping into fucking like a losing or a winning fucking game at like the last like. The last round, he really didn't do anything, you know what I mean? Either way, and you're getting the loss or the fucking win or, like, whatever. Or it would suck to fucking always be, you know, searching and fucking constantly getting into these fucking half-finished games. Like, that would suck, too. Just had one complaint. There's fucking seems to be people dropping out of that. Dropping out of the ranked games. I mean, if you do, like, the casual fucking bullshit one, I think it just fucking like whatever. I mean, it doesn't really matter. You're just fucking dropping, you know, people are dropping in and out all the time, either quitting or leaving, and fucking, you know, other people joining. Like, it's really not like all the time, but I mean, it's fucking pretty straightforward in that. It's fucking join a progress. It's, that's, they don't care. They'll just fucking throw you in the middle of a game, like anything. But, take a break, make sure this fucking piece of shit isn't fucking blown out like crazy either, like last time. Grunt free goodness in your belly, in your fucking mouth, in your ears. I actually wrote a review for fucking the, you know, first time since fucking, I think the last time was fucking Halo 5. And like, I don't know if I wrote it in October, it might have been like a week or two half, like, you know, end of August, you know, might have like the beginning of November or whatever. But yeah, finally I'm like, dude, I gotta fucking write again. I'm fucking playing these. Either, like, giant fucking, you know, Fallout, fucking giant, hundreds and hundreds of hour fucking, like, really, like, honestly, would never really end, I don't think, game, but I mean, like, fucking, if I get to, like, the credits, you know, I mean, my thing with fucking Fallout is I'll get to, I'm kind of starting to get there, too, the point where, like, alright, I feel like I've fucking seen, like, everything in this fucking world. You know, everything in this fucking, every, like, area of this fucking map I want to see, and, like, you know, I'll, fucking, you know, start, you know, I'm starting to do the story mission, so, once I finish that, put it this way, this fucking, if I see end credits on Fallout 4, I mean, at that point, I'm fucking, like, pretty much done with the game, you know, I've gotten to the point where I'm, like, saturated with it. I feel like I fucking feel good enough to write a review on that. And then again, the other one's a fucking, you know, Battlefront. I could probably write one on, but keep finding new shit. Like, apparently, I haven't fucking, don't know where I could even see it. You know, I'm looking at the fucking my achievements, and it's like, it says I haven't fucking done the tutorial yet in fucking Star Wars Battle. I'm like level like, you know, 30 or something, like multiplayer, but you know, it's all this shit. I fucking just realized, I'm like, I was fucking playing with someone. It's like, oh, what is this fucking, play some co-op, and it's like, what the hell is this, like, horde mode thing? I keep, like, finding, there's so much shit in that game, like, you know, it's like, I keep finding, like, new shit. I mean, I fucking, as soon as I pop it in, I'm just like, ah, let's play fucking multiplayer or whatever. But, anyway, so I did fucking write a review on, you know, look at all these games, all these new, like, holiday games, like, man, I should fucking catch up on one of them, or one or two of them, throw them up on the site. But, yeah, I did what, I think probably the most, commercial one I could do, I know, I apologize, was, Kane and Lynch 2, Dog Days, which I think came out in, I couldn't tell you the fucking date, I'm terrible at that. No, it came out, you know, fucking at least, like, probably 5 years ago on fucking, Xbox 360, and I love that game to fucking death. I used to play the multiplayer in that, too, which is, like, crazy, but I just fucking loved the single player so much. It was just one of those things I'd fucking play and be like, yeah, fuck it. The multiplayer wasn't bad or good, like, whatever. It's one of those, like, tacked-on modes, which was kind of fun, but whatever. But, anyway, I fucking just, Kane and Lynch 2, fucking Dog Days. I saw it pop up on a list of, backward compatible games for Xbox One. Unfortunately, it wasn't fucking free. And I, again, it shows just how much of a lazy piece of shit I am. Like, I have the fucking disc. I'm fucking looking at it right now. You know what I mean? I have fucking the Xbox 360 fucking, Dog Days, fucking Kane and Lynch 2. I could just pop it into my fucking Xbox One, I could do if I want. It doesn't fucking matter. I could just fucking pop, I have a 360 hooked up too. I could just fucking pop it into my fucking 360, but it's like, alright, well, if I put it in the Xbox One, that involves me fucking getting up and fucking finding it and fucking putting the disc in, and you know what I mean? Fucking, like, playing it like that. Or if I fucking play the 360, it's like, ah, that involves me fucking swapping out a fucking HDMI cord, you know? Fucking finding my fucking Xbox 360 controller. Although, actually, I ended up buying a wired, brand new wired one. Still in the fucking package. Fucking, I'm looking at it right now. But, yeah, I'm fucking like, ah, let's see what I can get. See, I'm like, I wonder how much it costs to fucking buy on a, if you buy it on a, digitally on fucking Xbox.com, or like if you just went on your 360 and fucking bought a digital copy, it'd show up on, your Xbox One or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, I'd probably just fucking rather just have like a digital copy and not fucking go anywhere. I'm fucking like, you know, fucking, I'm thinking, yeah, maybe it's on sale because it's backwards compatible. It wasn't a fucking Games with Gold thing either, you know? That'd be even better if it was just free, but, yeah, so I'm fucking looking, I'm like, ah, $25, that's kind of expensive, you know what I mean, for fucking this old fucking game. But I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude, I want to play it anyway. It's fucking a good excuse to fucking play it, so I fucking ended up dropping $25 in a fucking game I already own. Just so I could fucking play it, you know what I mean? Just so I could fucking play it emulated on my fucking Xbox One. The emulation wasn't even great either. It's fucking a couple of fucking shit was going on, man. The fucking get all choppy and shit. Probably would have been better on the fucking 360, but again, I'm not like that fucking much of a fucking faggot about that shit. Like, oh, the frame rate's dropping, the game's ruined. Oh, I should probably is on PC too. Like, I could have played a solid 60 frames a second and got fucking real life mods and on my PC. But it's like, yeah, well, whatever, dude. It's a dumb game I played on my fucking Xbox One. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. That fucking, like, it got choppy a couple times. Like, whatever. Anyway, so I fucking ended up playing that, and like, I forgot like how long it was, you know what I mean? So I'm fucking just like sitting down, I'm like, ah, maybe I'll just play like a little bit, you know what I mean? I'll play like a couple missions and I'll fucking hop right back into fucking Fallout. You know, I played the fucking game. I probably played it like a good fucking like 3 or 4 times through anyway when it was fucking new. I played, you know, pretty sure I played on like fucking, you know, I played it by myself. I played it fucking co-op. I played it with fucking I think I played it like on the hardest fucking difficulty and like whatever. I don't think there are any like secrets or anything, but I fucking whatever. Played a ton of the fucking. I played the shit out of the game already, but it'd been fucking. You know, again, it'd been about fucking 5 years. I'm like, yeah, I wonder if it's so good, if it holds up, like whatever. Wasn't like too crazy about it. I'm just like, yeah, it's an excuse to play it. It's fucking backward compatible. As soon as I started playing it, I mean, I didn't fucking remember like, you know, beat by beat, but I'm like, dude, like shit. I'm like, dude, this game is fucking cool as fucking shit, dude. I fucking really like, and then fucking as soon as I fucking started playing it, dude, I'm like fucking just like hooked. I'm like, all right, well, I get to like after like if you know 5 hours in, I'm like, I wonder how much longer this is. I'm probably just gonna play it till I fucking finish. I pretty much just fucking played it in one fucking sitting, like you know, start to finish. I'm like hard, you know, and it was fucking really good. So I fucking wrote reviews up on GruntFreePress.com, your premier place for five reviews of emulated five-year-old fucking games. Yeah, I mean, it's fucking, I don't know, it's fucking amazing. Yeah, just probably, if you haven't played it yet, if you're not familiar, I mean, you should read the review probably, because it's, you know, one of my five, probably the finest review you'll find on the internet for any form of media. But yeah, the whole thing's like wrapped up. It's supposed to be, they try to set it up, like, kind of, they don't really, like, stick to it that much, like, somebody's, like, following you with a camera, you know what I mean? Like, it's supposed to kind of be, like, almost like a found footage-y type thing. It's not like that, like, nuts. You're playing the game, it's just not, like, it's not, like, distracting, you know what I mean? It's, they don't fucking, like, yeah, all fucking, like, oh, we gotta stick to this fucking formula, or, like, whatever. They're not like that, but, I like the cutscenes and shit are kind of like that, and, yeah, everything's supposed to be like YouTube. Like, it's a fucking really shitty fucking YouTube video. So, yeah, you know, instead of like, you know, they'll have like the loading screens, and these people use like the wheels anyway, like the spinning wheel as something's loading, but, you know, it's fucking just say like, you know, buffering like the fucking YouTube or watching like an internet video, fucking like whatever, fucking buffering, and it's fucking, you know, everything's got, it's all like these like fucking like video artifacts. There'll be like streaks in the fucking on the screen and shit, and like, you know, these giant fucking pixels and like whatever. You'll fucking like, you know, it's fucking real like shitty. Like the fucking lights will be like too bright, you know what I mean? Like fucking like the shit's not like calibrated right or like whatever. Or the fucking lights are blowing out the camera, so it's like, fuck. It's pretty fucking cool. It'll be like auto focusing, and it's fucking pretty fucking cool. I mean, that's just fucking. I never seen a game do that, you know. Any other game before or since, you know, like I said, it's just unique in that sense that fucking the only way you're gonna get that type of shit is fucking playing the game. And I mean, it's fucking, you know, super violent, fucking like whatever, but then what they do is they try to like, you know, go fucking, you know, keep that shit going. Like, it'd be like, you know, you're watching a video on the internet, so it's like, or not the fucking, the internet's really censored. I mean, you can get fucking some nasty shit on there, but it's like, you know, you're fucking like blow somebody's fucking head off, and it'll just be like fucking, it'll be like all pixelated, like it's censored, you know, like fucking these giant pixels and shit. And it's just like, oh, it almost seems, almost makes it like more. I mean, I wouldn't want fucking every game to fucking do that, you know what I mean? I was trying to think, fucking, maybe the Punisher game on the original Xbox is something similar, I want to say, but like bars over it or something, bars over the fucking, the fucking kills or whatever. But, yeah, it's fucking these giant pixels, dude. It almost makes it seem like more brutal, because it's like fucking, you know, right up on somebody with a fucking shotgun, dude. It's just like boom, and then fucking like right up against their head, dude. And it's just fucking just like pixelated, and they fucking, you know, it won't like go away. Like they'll drop to the ground, and just like it'll stay like all those pixels on there and shit, dude. It's pretty cool. Or, you know, you'll see if there's a couple spots, dude. It's fucking like, you know, the fucking at one point in the game, fucking both of them, Kane and Lynch, they're running around fucking like ass naked, and they just get like tortured. They're fucking like bleeding and shit, and they're fucking running, you know, it shows like their ass and shit, but they're fucking, you know, they're fucking running around their dicks out, dude, and they're fucking like, you know, shows that, you know, the dicks are just like pixelated. It's kind of, that's just pretty like funny. I mean, not that the game's like funny, man. It's a fucking, just one of the darkest games I fucking played like ever, you know. It's fucking like real dark and not like, I mean, it's been more like, whatever, like, you know, it's not like a fucking, like, horror game. It's just, like, gritty, dude. It's just fucking, like, depressing fucking to play, you know? It's just fucking, it's like, oh, man, it's fucking rough, you know? It's fucking rough, shit's happening, and fucking, like, shit's just going wrong, like, constantly from the beginning, you know? Yeah, so I like that fucking, I just like the fucking, the aesthetic and the fucking, the feel of the game is, like, amazing. And as far as, like, the actual gameplay goes, it's not a, not exactly fucking like groundbreaking. Like it's just like pretty. I mean, it's average. I mean, it's just a fucking like, just like a shooter, you know, fucking third person, fucking cover shooter. It seems like a little bit. Seems like it's harder than fucking most. Like, I don't know. It seems like you'll fucking be in like, you'll be in fucking like cover and shit, and like you can still kind of get hurt and shit if you're not fucking like, you know, really fucking against, you know what I mean? Have like hard cover, you know? It's not like spectacular. It's just fucking almost like a, just like a shooting gallery. Just like whatever. Just go here to here. And I mean, I was playing on hard. If, you know, if I was dying, you know, dying quite a few times at certain spots. I mean, it's fucking not really easy. Well, it wasn't hard, but I mean, like fucking like, you know, it's just kind of like loose, little loose, looser than some. The way I like them, but yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, it's fucking like, you know, decent. It's fucking, you know, it gets the job done. It's not like offensively bad. It's not like I want to go into the game thinking like, oh, well, you said this game's great, so the gameplay is just gonna be something special. It's not. It's just fucking like whatever. And you play co-op. Like I said, I did that earlier when the game first came out, and that's just fun, like whatever. But it's more like going for like the aesthetic and the fucking the story and shit. It's fucking it's just great. And like I said, the fucking the shooting and the fucking gameplay is not great. It's not gonna get in the way. It's like, I mean, you fucking played shit like that before. I mean, you played fucking like Gears or like whatever, but I mean, it's fucking, I mean, when the game came out, I remember it got like fucking like bad reviews and people like shit talking it, like, oh, it's fucking like terrible and blah blah blah. It's just, I just think it's because it's a fucking like depressing game, man. It's so like fucking like dark and just fucking like, and people, I don't think people, it's one of the like genuinely like people, like instances where all across the board, like fucking the, I mean, I fucking hate like, you know, the mainstream critics anyway, but I mean, surprise, like they didn't get it, like they don't fucking get it, like, or it's fucking just too depressing for them, and like fucking, you know what I mean? I mean, they're all about, is the fucking, the horn they're tooting now is just fucking like, oh, you know, I want fucking games to be more than just fucking like senseless. I mean, it's a fucking, you know, like I said, Kane and Lynch is a fucking violent ass game, but I want there to be more emotions than just like shooting and like whatever, than like maybe like dumb puns. Like, this is just like straight up, like, it almost feels like a fucking, like an art house, like film, like, you know what I mean? Like in a fucking game, like somebody, you know what I mean? It just fucking just feels like this, like experimental, like, but it's crazy. It's a big budget, like, you know, like fucking, well, fairly big budget fucking like action game, and then it's fucking like that. I just don't think people get it, like where people gave it a chance or like whatever. I mean, it's fucking like, it really is. But I mean, you have to, if there's a fucking like whatever bullshit story about some fucking like dyke like fucking finding out that she likes to fucking eat clams, I mean, it would have been fucking, you know, but it would have been a 10 out of 10. It doesn't matter if the fucking gameplay was complete garbage or there was no gameplay or like whatever, like, you know what I mean? They love that shit. But this fucking like gritty, like nihilistic shit, man. It's fucking like, it's fucking like, again, the game's just so fucking like unique, and it's just fucking, it's its own thing. Like, I've never seen, no, never seen anything like it. But yeah, and the fucking story. I mean, I was like, so certain movies I could point to and say like, yeah, it's kind of like this, kind of like that, kind of like a Tarantino movie, like whatever, or like whatever. But fucking yeah, they don't then give it the time. I remember it getting like sixes and shit, and like, oh, this game sucks, and blah 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 blah. And it's fucking like, yeah, it reminds me a little bit of, but I mean, the fucking like, not that it got like great reviews or like whatever, but at this point, there's this cult around this fucking that game, Spec Ops: The Line, and it was, yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's just fucking this, like, mediocre. I think the gameplay, the fucking gunplay was fucking worse than Spec Ops. I think it was, like, a really bad, like, fucking third-person shooter that controlled, like, garbage and, like, but everyone's like, oh, well, it's worth it for the story and blah, 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 blah. And, like, fucking, you know, this cult, you know, and now it's just, like, a I think it was, like, eh, like, you know, certain fucking groups really liked it when it came out, but saying that same shit, like, oh, you know, great for the story and like whatever, just fucking like whatever, the fucking gunplay is, the gameplay is not that great. But that seems to have like some fucking like this cult like fucking around it, fucking Spec Ops does, and then fucking like nobody talks about fucking Kane and Lynch too, which is fucking just amazing. I think it's fucking way better than fucking that Spec Ops game, story and fucking gameplay wise. I think it's just fucking way better. But yeah, so I fucking figured, whatever, do my part to fucking keep that and the spotlight. All our, you know, millions of people who fucking come to my site will at least, you know, see that. I'm sure people years from now will be digging around and finding it and be like, oh yeah, that game is great, and they'll try it for the first time. So yeah, check out the review, gruntfreepress.com. Kane and Lynch 2, Dog Days. I gave it a fuck yeah. Yeah, I got a... other than that, I got some Fallout news. Ongoing narrative of fucking Fallout. Yeah, so I don't know where it left off. I mean, it's kind of like... said some months, so everything's starting to blur, you know? I was fucking playing it for like over a month. I don't know what I talked about last week, where it was. I'm fucking all over the place, but this ongoing thing that I said, the fucking my main thing with that was I fucking loved Piper, the fucking reporter, man. She was my girl, and I fucking lost her, and I figured she was gone. I figured she was gone for good. So I was looking, trying to replace her with other companions. I took Hancock around for a little bit. He was the fucking mayor from fucking Good Neighbor. You know, he was all right. I mean, fucking like whatever. But no Piper. I took tried taking the French. I think Curie is her name. The fucking French robot. I took her up for a little bit, but I don't know. Like fucking nobody could replace it. And then fucking back in my mind, I kept hearing this fucking girl named Kate out there somewhere that fucking, you'll love Kate. So I found Kate, and she's like, fucking Irish chick, huh? Yeah, that's cute. You know, she's not really particularly good looking, but I'm like, I like that, you know, Irish accent. It goes a long way in fucking girls, man. I think it makes them just instantly fucking, you know, cute as shit. But, she's like, I'm like, all right, well, whatever, dude. Taking it around. I'm like, fucking, one thing that was cool with the fucking Hancock and fucking Carries, I could fucking like cannibalize and fucking like eat people like whatever, and fucking they didn't give a shit. You know, Piper would fucking complain about it. Figured other people would fucking complain about it too, but I'm taking fucking, you know, Kate, she's supposed to be, she's whatever, dude. She's fucking in like, found her in like some fucking like fighting ring, fucking, you know, fist fighting, like whatever, man. And, I figure, like, oh, you know, they're trying to, like, set it up, like, oh, she's fucking, like, not, she's a fucking, like, drug addict, like, whatever, and, like, oh, maybe she won't give a shit if I fucking just eat people after I kill them, like, fucking, like, whatever, but, no, she doesn't like that, dude. I can't fucking, like, figure her out, dude. Like, she's fucking, you know, like, Piper, at least, is just kind of, like, straightforward. Like, you know, she likes it when you fucking help people out, she likes it when you fucking, you know, whatever, she likes it when you fucking pick locks and shit. I mean, Kate did, too, but then, like, fucking, I try, like, you know, helping people out, doing quests like I normally, you know, normally would, and fucking, she'd be like, Kate doesn't like that, and blah, 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 and like, fucking, like, well, what do you want me to do? I can't just, like, not do this quest, and I try doing, like, being a dick a couple times. Kate doesn't like that. It's like, dude, I don't know, you're fucking way too fucking complicated of a fucking, you know, for a fucking chick, dude, in this fucking game. Go fuck yourself. So I didn't really like her. Felt like a fucking poor man's fucking Piper. I figured, yeah, again, dude, if I get her all the way up, I'm like, yeah, at least I can fucking bang her and get that fucking, you know, get that bonus and I fuck her. But, anyway, gameplay-wise, I'm fucking, you know, the whole game, most of all these games, dude, all these fucking giant games that they have, like, the fucking, you know, different factions and shit. I always try to play it like, I'll play, like, every side I can for as long as I can, you know what I mean? Try to get, like, you know, fucking play all sides up to the fucking any point, you know? It's benefit me the most, pretty much, you know what I mean? Fucking, I don't want to cut off quest lines and rewards from one side or the other, so play both of them, you know what I mean? Turn them against each other if I gotta, but just fucking play both sides. But so I've been doing that fucking most of the fucking Fallout 4 playing, you know what I mean? I'm fucking committed, and then I get to, I finally get to a point where it's like, oh, you gotta kind of choose sides, but man, fucking before I fucking like picked or cut off fucking, you know, quests and fucking people, or man, it was a fucking people are my enemies or whatever, or like allies, like, yeah, it's just fucking mess, and it was a fucking awesome mess, dude. I'd be fucking just wandering, there'd be fucking Brotherhood of Steel fucking vertebrates in the air, there'd be fucking random, synths run around from the Institute, and they'd fucking, like, you know, they'd fight each other, then, like, fucking raiders would fucking show up, and just be, like, a fucking, yeah, fight, giant, like, you know, random fucking battles, like, going on. I did an actual, like, quest. The quest was to, like, rescue some synths, from, I think it was some monument somewhere, I forget what the fuck it was, but, where it was, but I mean, fucking, like, the way I'm, you know, I'm going, like, you know, it's optional, you know, like, that's just the main quest is just fucking save, you know, save these two synths or whatever. Then, like, the optional fucking quests, side quests are just, like, you know, inform the Brotherhood or inform the fucking the railroad or like, I think it was like inform like whoever, like, you know, two or three sides I went up to and I told them what was going on just to see what happened. And it's like fucking like the way I figured it out, it's like fucking like, all right, well, to not like piss off this side, like, you know, I was getting like an escort from the Institute, like a fucking a courser, which is like fucking like almost like fucking like Terminators or whatever, like they're fucking like, you know, heavy duty fucking like synths that fucking from the Institute. And then it was like the Brotherhood was going to come in and fucking fight, and they were just going to fucking wipe out the fucking the Resistance and, you know, wipe out the Resistance and the fucking Institute, like whatever. So they were going to come in. So it's like, all right, so I fucking start off and like fucking I had to meet the start of it was meeting the fucking the courser, the fucking contact from the Institute, and he's like, all right, yeah, this is what we're gonna do, just follow me or whatever. And I start following him, then I'm like, I kind of have to fucking kill this guy, huh? So just fucking before even getting the fucking battle, dude, I just fucking just took out a fucking bat and just beat the shit out of him. I'm fucking like, all right, well, that's that, and fucking like kill him. And then like they figured like, oh, the Institute will probably be pissed now, but they weren't pissed at me. I fucking, as soon as I get there, it's fucking the Brotherhood's already there, and they're fucking like dropping in, they're fucking shooting their lasers, dude. There's fucking a bunch of like synths and then a bunch of fucking Resistance. There's like fucking three battles, and like in the middle of it, there's fucking like right next to it, there are a bunch of raiders. So like they're coming in, it's just this fucking giant mess, and it was fucking awesome. It was so good. Like fucking just probably like fucking like, you know, 50 fucking people just all out shooting. And meanwhile, I'm just fucking kind of like, I just kind of like walk through it. I watched it, but I was kind of like walking through, like, you know, looking around, like, huh. Nobody's really pissed at me, really. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just all kind of like fighting each other. So I'll just fucking like walk right through and fucking, you know, do what I have to do, you know? That was cool to watch. And of course, and I kind of stuck around to the end and saw who was left. And then I was fucking just like, oh yeah, I was fucking on your side the whole time. You know what I mean? Just fucking did my objective and fucking get out of there. That was fucking cool though. I mean, this is fucking cool to see. No, but yeah, so I haven't even talked about the fucking, I finally got to the Institute and met my fucking, my son, which is weird. They call him fucking like father, even though he's my, you know, he's my kid. I don't know how much I want to fucking spoil about that, but yeah, the Institute's fucking, it's cool. I mean, it's just fucking, like I said, I went to that fucking, the Brotherhood airship. I'm like, dude, this is like a completely different looking fucking area, you know, than like the rest of the game. It's just cool to fucking walk around. There's all different, like, you know, a few different people you can talk to, giving you quests and like whatever, a little side quests. And it's like same with the Institute. It's just like a fucking completely different looking, like it looks different than anything in the fucking game. There's like unique fucking like weapons and shit and armor and fucking like even there's like junk and shit you can fucking pick up, you know, fucking all these different terminals and like whole nother like giant, it's just fucking giant fucking area you can fucking, you know, it's not like a fucking another whole nother, like, you know, it's not like the fucking The Witcher, like, finding, like, fucking, like, another, like, giant area, but a good-sized chunk you can fucking see, you know? It's just, like, dude, it's fucking completely different than anything, dude. It's fucking great that it's fucking there, you know? It was just cool. The game just keeps blowing me away. It was just fucking all the shit they keep fucking throwing in that's new, you know? I'm not fucking expecting it. Like I said, I fucking walked back and forth the entire, like, length of the map, probably, like, fucking, like, 50 points at this time, where it's like, oh, yeah, I've kind of seen everything. Then it's like, I don't know, here's something completely different. Like, fucking, no. Fucking, yeah, you thought, like, you know, everything was detailed before. Like, yeah, here's more shit, you know? That's always good. One cool quest, I fucking let out a fucking couple synthetic gorillas in a fucking lab, dude, and they fucking went nuts and fucking ripped apart fucking, some doctors and shit inside the Institute. That's pretty cool. And then I killed them. I fucking chainsawed up and took their fucking gorilla meat. So I have some fucking gorilla synth meat I gotta cook up on the grill at some point. That was pretty cool. Noteworthy. To top it all off, though, I mean, fucking good news is I fucking finally found fucking Piper again. Yeah, so she's fucking with me, dude, and fucking immediately fucking got fucking Katie to get her the fuck out of there as quick as I could. Just fuck that broad. But yeah, I mean, I found her. I mean, I kind of fucking, I figured she was like fucking stuck somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, dude. She might have been for a while, but, and I swear, dude, I'd gone, I'm like fucking like, you know, I sent her to, like Red Rocket or something. There's fucking like nobody there, you know what I mean? So it's like, well, if she's going to be there, she'll be there. I'll just fucking see her. It's not like she's going to be like hiding somewhere. There's really nothing. I built that shit up, so. I sent her the fucking Red Rocket, dude. She was fucking, wasn't there. I fucking, you know, I'd wander around, like, where I thought she was. She wasn't there, like, fucking, like, whatever. Even before, I'd go back to fucking, like, Diamond City. I'm thinking, like, oh, well, that's where I found her, like, at first. And she has a little house there, so maybe she got lost, or, like, whatever. She'll just pop up there. But she was never there. It's fucking weird. And again, there's fucking, like, weeks I've been playing. I'm like, ah, it sucks. No fucking, no Piper. Fucking blows. But, yeah, I fucking found her. She was at fucking, I don't want to fucking, like, it's kind of a story beat. I don't want to fucking, like, spoil too much of it, but just, I'll say, like, it was a part, once it, like, progressed the story to, like, a certain point and went to Diamond City, it was almost like a scripted, like, thing for her. Like, she had to be there for this part, and it was just, like, fucking, like, she was, like, fucking, like, you know, it was a cool thing, too. It's got to do with the fucking, the mayor, and she was there fucking like beating down his door. I'm like, dude, like fucking, wow. Like as soon as I saw her, I'm like, ooh, like I heard it before. I'm like, dude, and she's fucking heard her screaming. I'm like, is that fucking Piper? And of course it was there, dude. She's got fucking all decked out and the shit I gave her, dude. And like, you know, her weapons and shit, the shit I gave her. I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of here. So I fucking like did that little quest, dude. And it's just like, and then afterwards I talked to her and she's like, oh, I can't come right now. Sorry. Talk to me later. I'm like, dude, so what? As soon as I fucking leave here, she's going to, you know what I mean? She's going to fucking just, like, do the same, like, not, like, be anywhere again. But I fucking think she was at fucking, like, Red Rocket afterwards. She was just fucking, like, there. Like, I fucking originally sent her. I'm like, dude, fuck yeah. So, there's a fucking happy ending to that, dude. Of course, I immediately fucked her, like, fucking in the gas station. So, get that out of the way. So, hopefully, don't fucking lose her again. Because, man, fucking playing with this other, none of them fucking come close to her, man. Fucking, yeah, dude. Fuck Hancock. Fuck fucking Carrie was alright, I guess. I mean, she's kind of fucking, doesn't do much, not personality-wise, anyway. And I fucking, like, she does give you stim packs, which is cool, but I mean, I fucking have, like, whatever, 500 and something at this point. I really need fucking stim packs, but, yeah, dude, so fucking glorious. It was a fucking glorious reunion with fucking Pfeiffer. That was good, so. Yeah, Fallout 4 is good. I mean, I won't fucking bore you too much going, like, beat by beat about what the fuck I did, but, yeah, I fucking keep playing that. Sucks, too. I mean, I'm all fucking all fucked up. I mean, getting my personal life, and I mean, like, fucking, like, you know, had a day off of, like, the holidays, and then it's like, fucking, I had to go do, like, family shit, and it's just like, dude, I'm all, like, you know, I was all fucked up for a couple days, and, like, I'd go to work, I'm like, ah, just can't wait to get out of work and go play fucking Fallout or whatever. I fucking sit down, I'm just fucking, like, exhausted, just like, oh, God, like, it's probably fucking, like, one day I slept for, like, fucking, like, you know, like, 12, 14 hours, just like, fuck it, dude, I'm just dead, you know? But, yeah, Fallout's good. I'll continue to talk about Fallout. I think I'll probably keep talking about, well, hopefully not. Hopefully this might be the last one. It's fucking Comcast, because, yeah, still fighting with them. I mean, I fucking called them up, like, Christmas Eve. They fucking came out here. Guy came out at, like, fucking, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, dude, and he's just like, oh, so what's going on? I fucking told him, man. I told him, like, I ran a line, dude, from fucking, when he was, it was the same guy, too. When he was here, he ran a brand new line from the fucking street to my house. Last week I fucking ran a brand new fucking coax cable from fucking where it is fucking, where he split the fucking line to fucking up in my attic. I was fucking crawling around in my fucking attic with this fucking a bunch of mouse shit and like fucking like scraping up my fucking arms and shit and then fucking like crawling through fucking mouse shit. So I probably, if I fucking die of hepatitis, you know why. So I did that. I fucking ran brand new line. Said my modem is like fucking brand new. Router's fairly new. It was like, you know, got it like a couple of years ago. But I mean, it's just fucking the speed that it's supposed to be going through is just fucking way over, like fucking overkill for what I'm trying to do. So I did fucking that. So it's like, dude, everything's fucking the fucking have like category 7 fucking cables going from my fucking my PC, my Xbox, my fucking PS4. Everything's fucking like category 7, which is fucking overkill, you know. So yeah, I fucking did that. Fucking, you know, I'm like, all right, everything's brand new. I'll try it now. Maybe I was hoping, like, fuck, you know what I mean? The fucking, there's something simple. Like, if I fucking, like, that line from the fucking up in the attic was bad, you know what I mean? If it was that simple, it'd be fine, you know? Everything should be fucking back to 100%. But, yeah, no, not quite. You know, fucking is doing the same shit. Like, didn't fucking matter at all. Like, fucking, it was still fucked up. I ended up fucking talking to three different fucking, like, network and, like, computer, like, specialty shops. Yeah, first one, yeah, I fucking tried to say, I fucking called one, like, a couple weeks ago, and they were fucking, like, ignoring me or whatever. Like, you know, I left messages and talked to them, and they wouldn't fucking talk to me. I guess they're fucking, like, going out of business, so, like, fucking whatever. I don't know. Like, fucking, that was that. Not much I could do about that. So, there's another one that's, like, right down the street from me. So I'm like, I was out, like, getting a couple things. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll fucking just stop by and see what they say. Man, it was fucking an experience. Just a guy fucking runs it out of his garage or whatever. Yeah, it's fucking, as soon as I get there, like, it was fucking, like, real early in the morning. It was, like, I don't know, like, 8 or 9. I was just stopping by to fucking, like, write down his, write down his number. He's got, like, the sign out front, so I was just gonna fucking put it in my phone and fucking move on, you know? But I fucking, like, I stop right in front of his house, and I'm fucking, like, I see somebody, like, looking out of a fucking, you know, the glass, like, front glass door, just, like, staring at me as I'm doing it. I'm fucking, like, all right, fucking putting it in my phone. I fucking look over, the guy's, like, just staring at me, like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, well, whatever, dude, I'm just gonna fucking get out. And I fucking get out and fucking, like, walk up to the door. I'm like, dude, I don't want to be a fucking, you know what I mean? I don't want you to think I'm a fucking weirdo if I fucking, like, stalking you or some shit. Or, like, fuck, you know what I mean? I'm just, I'm like, yeah, I was writing down the number, like, whatever. So, like, you guys, like, you know what I mean? Just so you know. Like, I just actually had a couple questions, and he's just like, oh, well, that's my father's deal. It's not me. So, he was just fucking, like, standing there. He's like, oh, he's up, though. So, like, you can go talk to him if you want. I go in this fucking guy's garage, man. He's fucking, like, he's in his fucking bathrobe, dude. He's fucking, like, vaping. He's got a fucking, like, you know, e-cigarette or, like, whatever, dude, like, vaping. I'm like, all right, this is fucking weird. But fucking, like, tell him the problem. I'm like, dude, I just fucking just don't get a consistent fucking, like, connection, like, whatever. You know, he keeps fucking, it'll be fine for, like, a fucking minute, dude, and it's fucking dropping out to nothing, and it's fucking, like, you know, I'm rebooting, I'm fucking doing everything, and, like, nothing works. Like, I think something will work, and then fucking, like, it's fucked up, you know, it's not fucking up again, and going on. He's just like, dude, like, you know, I tell him what I did. I'm like, dude, I replaced fucking, you know, I'm replacing lines, I replaced my fucking modem, like, fucking, you know what I mean? I just replaced my fucking router now too. You know, I'm fucking telling him I'm running all these different lines and fucking doing all these tests, and it's just showing me the same shit, that my fucking connection's, like, spiking, like, whatever. And he just said, he's just like, dude, I'd fucking, like, you know, I could come out there and look at it, but I'm going to be doing the same shit you're doing, so I wouldn't even fucking bother. Like, you know what I mean? It's got to be something on fucking Comcast and it's fucked up, you know what I mean? So, I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. And fucking, like, yeah, so I fucking, yeah, I agree with him. I'm like, yeah, it probably is Comcast fault. And I called another fucking place and, like, in town, and they're like, dude, they pretty much said the same thing. Like, dude, I was going to be doing the same shit that you're doing. So I just talked to Comcast. I mean, he's like, dude, I'll fucking come out and check everything for you. I'm going to charge you, like, $75 an hour, and not much else I'll be doing, but what the same shit you're doing. So, he suggested buying a router and trying it. So I did that. I bought a fucking Asus, whatever the fuck it's called. Brand new fucking router, like, fucking should be fucking overkill for what I'm doing, but, yeah, but I will say that, dude, the fucking, compared to the Netgear I had before, if I'm fucking going in to look at shit, man, like, fucking, man, that fucking, the Asus, the fucking, like, interface is so much fucking nicer than the fucking the Netgear is just a fucking mess. Yeah, I bought a new capture card, so now I got a fucking new router, new capture card, everything. Also, I got a fucking Elgato fucking HD or H60, which is fucking before I have, like, an older model. And I'm like, well, if I get this, like, maybe, you know, it'll install, like, all this new, like, software. Like, maybe it'll be fucking, like, faster. Like, maybe that'll fix, like, something, or I'll tell you right now, if you fucking you're upgrading, dude, it's fucking from like an older one to a newer fucking Elgato. It's the same fucking dude. It didn't even install any new software. It just gave me like a drop down menu to fucking switch cards between the old one and the new one. So, just a heads up. I mean, fucking like though, I think the only difference between the fucking the new one and the old one is fucking the new one can like capture and like fucking like less of a delay and fucking like you know like a higher. Like a higher resolution or whatever, but other than that, it's the same fucking card. You know what I mean? This is the same fucking thing. But I was just like, whatever. Again, I'm just fucking eliminating every fucking possibility. So, I did that, and I will say, and fucking the Comcast guy who was here said something about he did finally, you know, he had a fucking tablet and he's showing me, he's like, oh, all like everything, every house in this neighborhood, he's showing me on this fucking map. He's like, they're having the same problem you're having. You know what I mean? It's fucking like just intermittent fucking like outages and you know what I mean? This fucking like pulsating fucking like connection. Like, he's like, you might be the one who fucking notices it. Cause you're fucking, you know, you're actually watching it and you're actually kind of trying to do shit that fuck is like upload intensive, you know? But he's like, yeah, he said something about like, oh, it's like upload interference. Like if somebody like fucking hooks their shit up wrong, I don't know, like fucking somebody hooks their shit up wrong or like, you know, a bad connection somewhere, just sending out like shit signals to like the fucking the nodes and like, I don't know, he sounded like he knew what the fuck he was talking about. So I'm like, all right, at least they're finally fucking admitting that something's fucked up. And he's just saying, like, it's going to take us a while to, like, narrow down, like, what node it is and blah, blah, blah. Like, so just give it a couple days. So I'm just going to give it a, you know, give it a few days and see what happens. I mean, I keep trying the same shit. Like, you know, everything's brand new on my end. And it's like, seems a little bit better. I mean, it's still like every now and then I'll get like fucking like it'll freeze up for a little bit as I'm fucking streaming games. But it seems better. And who knows? I mean, again, before I even fucking started going down this fucking rabbit hole, I mean, it would be, I could do the same shit I'm doing now and it'd be fine for like fucking like, you know, a month or, you know what I mean? It'd be pretty much perfect. Then it'd just start fucking up. But, yeah, I mean, anecdotally, it seems a little bit fucking better. But, I mean, again, who knows? It could be the fucking router I bought. It could be the fucking, you know, maybe the capture card was, who the fuck knows? But, seems a little bit better at this point. Fucking fingers crossed, but well, we'll see. We'll see how it holds up over time before it starts pissing me off again. But, yeah. Yeah, so leave you off with a couple things. I get my refund from fucking PlayAsia that went through, so that was cool. I got like fucking like $20 again. I said I fucking ordered that Dead or Alive Extreme 3 from them. And yeah, fucking, they've been fucking awesome about, you know, keeping in touch, tell me what's going on, and, I've been fucking going through the fucking, you know, again, I fucking, whatever, no big deal, I fucking ordered it, I can fucking get it, I don't really want it that much, you know what I mean, it's a Dead or Alive Extreme 2, it's fucking terrible, but, it's going down the rabbit hole of fucking, like, you know, I'll see shit all the time on, like, you know, suggested videos on YouTube and shit, about, a lot of them are like fucking, oh, Dead or Alive, or something about it, either one way or another, like fucking, oh, it's not censorship, it is fucking censorship, that fuck, they're not bringing it out here, oh, it's their fucking, their choice, and blah, 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 and, yeah, I've gotten a lot of just, like, fucking, you know, just, oh, nobody knows what fucking censorship is, and these are, like, a lot of these fucking, like, you know, English major fucking homos, dude, who just fucking, like, you know, they all seem to be fucking, you know, social justice fucking warriors, but they won't fuck, you know what I mean, but they're not, no, I'm just a fucking intellectual, I'm so smart, you know, that's the way they play it off, like, no, I'm just, you just don't know what you're talking about, because I'm smarter than you, because I have a fucking English fucking degree, so, and I went to journalism school, so fuck you, but, yeah, they're saying, like, I'm trying to do this real quick, yeah, I mean, fucking, they said fucking, they're just not bringing out Dead or Alive Extreme 3 over here, and they said they're doing it because they don't want to fucking deal with the media, they don't want to deal with fucking, you know, there's just, oh, it doesn't matter if it's the best game in the world or the worst game in the world, this is going to be a fucking, they'll be like that weak scapegoat about what's wrong with fucking video games and blah, 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 and that's like, that was like the official word from the fucking, the company or whatever, but, and the narrative of the fucking media narrative is fucking, oh, well, that's not censorship. They're just fucking, it's a business decision because it's not going to sell well. And like, who knows? But then the whole thing is, oh, well, they're not, nobody's telling them that they can't bring it out here, so that's not censorship. So, I mean, this is just fucking just, whatever. Just straight off the bat, I'm fucking, you know, these people like fucking research and shit and fucking, you know what I mean? They love fucking half their fucking podcasts are reading from fucking Wikipedia. So I figure, I hate listening to that because, I mean, like, you figure people can fucking open up Wikipedia on their own. Why the fuck would they listen to a podcast about somebody reading from a fucking wiki or fucking the internet? But I figure in this case, I'd fucking just turn the tables a little bit, just for once. I read directly from Wikipedia about what censorship is, according to Wikipedia. So, here's the definition of censorship, as told by Wikipedia. Censorship is the suppression of speech, public communication, or other information. Video games. That's my note. Which may be considered objectionable, harmful, sensitive, politically incorrect, or inconvenient, such as determined by governments, media outlets, underline that, authorities, or other groups or institutions. So, I mean, that's the definition of fucking censorship, right? I mean, fucking, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. I mean, it's fucking, yeah, I mean, fucking, media outlets, I've been complaining about fucking, you know, how girls are fucking, portrayed in games, and all of a sudden this game comes out about fucking girls and fucking, you know, bikinis playing fucking volleyball and shit and fucking dicking around. It's supposed to be like a, you know, sexual fucking, that's the whole point of the game. It's straight up just supposed to be like fucking cheesecake fucking, you know, cartoon sex, and they're not going to put it out. I mean, fuck, it's right there. Then the fucking definition, that censorship, why it's not coming out here. That's the end. But I'll go on. Let's read this little thing. Governments, private organizations, and individuals may engage in censorship. When an individual, such as an author or other creator, engages in censorship of their own works or speech, it's called self-censorship. So, I mean, you can make the argument that, yes, it's self-censorship, that they're not bringing it out, but still censorship one way or another, you know what I mean? Censorship may be direct or it may be indirect, in which case it is called soft censorship. So, I you can make the argument there. I mean, what kind of censorship you could fucking make, like why it's not coming out? It could be, you know, it sounds like straight censorship, it could be, or it could be self-censorship if they're not bringing it out because they don't want to deal with the fucking, you know, themselves. You know, they made this decision that they didn't want to bring it out, or it could be soft censorship, but either way. All right, continuing. It occurs in a variety of different media, including speech, books, music, films, and other arts, video games, the press, radio, television, and the internet for a variety of claimed reasons, including national security, which, to control obscenity, child pornography, and hate speech, to protect children or other vulnerable groups, to promote or restrict political or religious views, and to prevent slander and libel. I don't know what the fuck that last word is. I don't know what libel or libel is. So, there you go. Direct censorship may or may not be legal depending on the type, place, and content. Many countries provide strong protections against censorship by law, but none of these protections are absolute, and frequently claiming necessity to balance conflicting rights is made in order to determine what can and cannot be censored. There are no laws against self-censorship. So, yeah, there you go. I just thought I'd just throw it out there. Get that straight. So, yeah, straight up. I'll probably even put it on the fucking site. Look up what censorship is and then tell me again how fucking this isn't a, you know, fucking them not bringing it out over here isn't a case of fucking self-censorship or soft censorship or just, I'd say it's just fucking flat-out censorship because they don't want to, you know. Flat out. It's fucking right there in black and white. You guys love reading fucking research and shit and reading wikis. Check that out. Yeah, other than that, fucking Lemmy from Motorhead died, so that sucks. Gruntfreepress.com.
Watch your TV set, read the lines. Watch your TV set, believe the lie before you ride. Critic content!